Talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Yeah, even though we are not on the air today, because apparently NCAA basketball coverage, I don't know how this happened, but it exceeds in importance our Power Cow update. I don't get it. I don't understand it. So we have to go to other avenues via the website and Facebook page because of NCAA basketball coverage. That doesn't matter. We're still going to go to our Ray Snell sports line. No one knows Jackson County better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com. Exit Realty first. And we're going to welcome head of marketing of the Power Cows to the show here today, Eben Crandall. Hey, Eben.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Hi. I'm a little, you know, as much as I like my basketball, I'm a little upset that somehow, I mean, we're in playoff season for the Power Cows and for, league hockey here in Jackson. And we get bumped. We get bumped for NCAA basketball tournament action. I don't understand it.
It makes no sense to me. I mean, it's like I texted you earlier, Mark. Who do I have to, who's got pull around there? I mean, what is going on? We got 95.9 the Power Cow on our sweaters, and, yeah. We're in the midst of a playoff run, and, we're getting bumped by, you know, Sister St. Mary's, Division II. What's going on here?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I mean, that's just the rules that we're having to play by today. That's the world we are living in, so we're just going to make the best of it. And since the Power Cows have been on just a horrible streak, just go ahead and tell us about the latest Power Cow loss.
The Power Cows have been no good since Christmas. Since Boxing Day, the Power Cows have been horrendous. Included in that horrendous streak would be last week when the Power Cows lost in a shootout on positioning night, which knocked them from the third seed to the fourth seed.
Yeah.
Meaning that last night we played the number one seed, Cochrane Electric, Titans of the JHL this year. And it'll be no surprise to any Power Cow fan out there that, of course, the Power Cows won and we're going to the championship,
what?
Mark. We're going to the championship, baby.
You're kidding. We won?
I mean, of course we won.
I was starting to feel like, you know, my Power Cow fandom was in the same line as my Detroit Lions fandom, where we just kind of got used to it and accepted it. But that's not the case. We won.
Now we're, come on, Mark, we're a powerhouse. I told you last week, don't count us out. Everybody has every reason in the world to doubt us. But you know what? We know what we're made of, and we're finally back at full strength. We're a complete hockey club. And GD, we won a hockey game.
Well, I tell you, man, I'm back on the wagon now. I was doubting, but now I'm on the wagon. I'm there with my Power Cow jersey. I'm on the wagon.
Anybody who fell off the wagon, feel free to hop back on. We'd love to have you.
Awesome.
There was every reason to doubt us, and it's fair if you tuned us out, but we're back. We're going to the championship.
Well, we're looking forward to it. So, all right. Well, before we size up next week's opponent, let's go ahead and talk about the win last night against the Cochrane Electrics, right? That could have been chippy. Did it get chippy?
Cochrane Electrics, and everybody, including yours truly, expected it to be very chippy. Started out with a Cochrane Electric goal to put them up 1-0, which is obviously not a place that we'd like to be in, but a place we're familiar with, so we were comfortable. And we got a quick goal back, and then, Tyler Griswold was breaking out of the zone, and a certain, Cochrane Electric player, they were, battling for the puck, and, made their way out to the neutral zone. Tyler Griswold passed the puck off, and, the player got a little chippy, started throwing a couple of rabbit punches, and, there were some words exchanged. A couple of other folks joined the mix. Nothing broke out into an all-out hockey fight, but there was enough damage done by the certain Cochrane Electric player that they were thrown out of the game.
Ooh. Wow.
Threw a couple of punches after the whistle, which is, not allowed in the JHL. Fighting will get you kicked out of the game. It's not the NHL, so fighting is frowned upon, although it does happen.
Yeah.
But there are repercussions and ramifications for those types of actions, and happened to be their best player, top goal scorer, and he got kicked out of the game in the first period, which kind of set the tone for the next, period and a half. Midway through the second period, you know, we found ourselves up 2-1, and then in the beginning of the third period, we stretched the lead to 3-1. And, you know, this was the type of hockey game mm-hmm. where a two-goal lead was
not gonna
happen. Sizable. It wasn't wasn't the usual 10-7 game that we play. You know, it's playoffs, and everybody was skating a little bit harder, playing a little bit safer, and maybe not taking so many chances. So, yeah, we found ourselves up 3-1, and uh-huh. late in the game, 6 minutes left, Cochran got it to 3-2, and we just counted on our best players and got the lead to 4-2, and that's where the game ended.
Nice. So we got a win. I want to go back to the first period really quick.
Sure.
And I understand. I mean, we don't have the script or the text of what was actually exchanged on the ice, but rumor has it that all Tyler said was, "I love you, man, but you're not getting my Bud Light," and that's what set the whole thing off.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. I was on the bench at the time, so I wasn't privy to exactly what was said. But the rumor I heard was that's my Budweiser.
Okay, all right, so we're in the same ballpark, right?
Yeah, I think that has to be pretty close to accurate to what was said.
All right, very good. So we got a 4-2 win last night, and I'm sure that we have some stats that we would like to share and some hardware to pass out. So where do we want to go next?
Absolutely. First of all, Jacob Chapel, the timely Mr. Chapel, known as a goal scorer, last night shows up big on the stat sheet with 2 assists. He was had control of the puck every which way he went. He did trip over the blue line one time last night, but that's down from his average of 2 times a game. So that's good. And he also had 2 assists, which is a season high for him. He was sure to point that out, and he is exactly right. That is a season high. So even in the even though Mr. Chapel did not score a goal last night, he found a way to impact the game in other ways. So 2 assists for him. Big shout-out to him. The goal scorers for last night, the big defenseman, Mike Quintworth, 2 goals last night. Huge goals. One was a beauty from the point, bar and in. Great little snapshot, and that was the one that put us up 3-1. Big goal. And most importantly, Eric Bernard. I think in the update we said that he was going to show up big, back to his role as a forward, and he did nothing short of that. 2 goals from him, mm-hmm. One to put us up 2-1, and the clincher to make it 4-2, the assist coming from Mr. Chapel. Cross-ice feed, Eric Bernard with a beautiful goal to seal the game with a minute and a half left.
Okay. So, wait, hold on a second. Because, you know, we've done in-depth analysis and reporting on the Power Cows from when the very first puck dropped. We were doing this even before the sweaters were delivered. But I have yet, this is the first time I've heard the name Clintworth on the stat sheet. Where has this stud been?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. Okay. You know, our management is just constantly, they're constantly dredging the farm team, looking in free agency.
They're combing the world for talent.
Yeah. I mean, our management does not sleep. They're okay. Constantly looking for the edge. Mm-hmm. They know what it takes to win a championship. And at some point late one night, maybe 1 a.m., 2 a.m., our GM, Tyler Griswold, and our team president, Brian Bullenbaugh, they felt a pull on one of their threads. They got a text in the middle of the night. You know, somebody was over in Sweden, maybe wasn't so happy. And it turns out Mike Clintworth was looking to make a change. He'd been in Sweden for a couple of years and wanted to come back, and the Power Cows were all too happy to give him a home. So Mike Clintworth, his contract was signed in December, but he had some some visa issues. Getting back to the States, and finally came back just a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago to be exact, and rejoined his rightful place on the Power Cows after playing a couple of seasons over in Sweden.
So Clintworth doesn't really sound that much of a Scandinavian type name.
Oh, no. He's Jackson, Michigan, born and bred. He just happened to be in Sweden, got locked up with customs, and had a few issues with his visa getting back. Not a visa to get into the States, his visa to be in Sweden, and there were some complications. I could go into it, but you need a pad and paper, and it would take a long time. So,
yeah, complex. We don't have the ability to share a PowerPoint presentation right now, so we can't do that.
But yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, just to gloss it over, there were a few issues getting him back into the States, and now Mike's here, and he's a contributor. But
just in time for the playoffs, aren't you concerned? As head of marketing, aren't you concerned of how that perception might look, how it looks for the other teams that you are playing this week and next?
You know, that was one of my main concerns, as a matter of fact, Mark.
Okay.
But, you know, we run, you know, there's a three-headed monster for the 95.9 Power Cows. It's the bench coach, team captain, head of marketing, and then there's the team president, and then there's the general manager. And two votes outvotes one, and we're happy to have Mike. Very happy that he's here. And, yes, my main concern was the optics of that, but you know, we did sign him in early December.
Okay.
And he's been on the roster since then, so
all right, happy to have him.
Long before the trade deadline, that transaction took place,
and pivotal for last night's game.
Seemed like it. Yeah. Like it was a 2-goal difference, and some would argue that Mike Clintworth was the difference. Some would say that Eric Bernard was the difference. You know, it's tomato tomato.
All right, great. I've never once said tomato in my life. Let's hand out some hardware. Let's start with the Hard Hat Award.
Hard Hat Award, there's only one person that it could go to, is Doug Hariszkiewicz, in that, you know, I said we were down 1-0 in the first. It could have easily been 4-0. He made some saves last night that I didn't think his joints would allow.
Oh, wow.
He reached out for some pucks that, let's say if it was week 7 in the season, those might have trickled in. But last night, it was all hands on deck. Everybody knew what was at stake. We've got a large fan base that we're trying not to let down, and nobody embodied that more than Doug Hariszkiewicz last night. He made some huge saves in the first period and made all the saves that he needed to in the second and third. But for his first period performance alone, he gets the hard hat, and okay, it wasn't a question of who would get it.
You know, I did read in the Inside Power Cows magazine that you put a great job, by the way, with that. Love it.
Thank you. I'm glad you read it.
I did read that in the, I think I'm the only one. I did read in the Inside Power Cows magazine that he has started extensive yoga to improve his flexibility. Is that true?
Yeah, yeah, I think that is specifically Pilates, but I think that's a brand of yoga, is it not?
I think so. I don't know. I was big into DDPY for a while, so I don't know what's what.
I'd have to ask Doug.
Okay. All right.
I mean, certainly some stretching regimen as well as a breathing regimen is what has allowed him to excel in this latter part of the year, especially in these playoffs. You know, it's paid dividends, and just to be perfectly honest, he won't shut up about it. It's all he talks about. He's like, he's like a vegan. That's all they can talk about. Or somebody who does CrossFit, for God forbid.
Yeah, so a lot of exercise, a lot of stretching, and Bud Light next, from what I understand.
Yes.
Too. Yeah.
Yep, all right. Yep.
The Steaming Cow Pie Award.
Brian Bolenbaugh volunteered for the award. I didn't think it should go to anybody. I think everybody was in consensus that it shouldn't go to anybody. But Brian Bolenbaugh insisted, and he had a couple of scoring opportunities that he was not able to convert. But I cast my vote that no one was worthy of it. But Brian Bolenbaugh insisted. He was ashamed of his play last night. But I think he's overblown. I think he's looking for pity points. I'm being honest. I don't know what that guy's up to.
Oh, well, he needed to go home with someone, apparently. That's just the trend that's developed throughout the season. Okay. So now, Evan, before we wrap up, I've got breaking news for you.
Tell me.
Next week, Wednesday. First of all, what's the puck drop time? I don't know this.
8 o'clock.
Okay.
Wednesday
next
versus the Crown Royals.
Right. So next week,
our Power Cow faithful will remember just 1 week ago we lost 2 in a shootout.
So next week, and we'll jump into this more in a second, next week, 8 o'clock, probably 7:45-ish for the pregame, we're going to be bringing the Power Cows live against the Crown Royals on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Got to hear live on the radio.
Live on the radio. I think only place on the planet where you'll be able to catch it live on the radio is, hockey league action right here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
You know,
it's exciting times.
Brian's
exciting.
Brian's been talking about it. He's been talking about it. You know, boys, we make this championship game. We might get on the radio. I never thought that I'd see the day. And, you know, it just means so much to me. All these guys on this team have put in all the hard work all year. Get them some airtime that they deserve next week. That's great news.
It's live on the next week. If we don't get bumped by NCAA basketball, live on the radio next week.
Man, what a treat. What a treat.
All right, man.
Who are around the world that can't make it.
Yeah, that's right. Live online, too, at jacksonsfoxsports1019.com. So, anyway, let's size up the Crown Royals next week.
Crown Royals just played a tough game against them, 7-6 in a shootout, where I was the, what's the right word, Mark? Not the scapegoat, but the actual goat of the game. Missed the last shootout attempt to seal the loss for us. So I would expect next week to be a similar tight game, very competitive. I would look for somewhat of a similar result, something near a one-goal game, if not a shootout in the championship. What a poetic moment it would be if we got back to that shootout and ran the same shootout order and had a different result.
All right, well, we're looking forward to next week. Do you have another shootout move?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple moves.
Not just the shoulder dip. You got more to it than that. Okay.
Listen, if I get in another shootout, I'm not going the safe route. I'm going fancy. Believe that. I mean, it's going to be on the radio. I'm not going to do something mundane.
Live where everyone can see it unless we get bumped by NCAA basketball. All right, man. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
What a goof that will be to have it on the radio.
So Joe Cassidy's going to be doing the play-by-play. I'll be doing color commentary because our other hockey color commentary guys actually going to be busy that night. So we're looking forward to it. I'm excited.
I might skip the game and broadcast it with you guys, the trio.
No, you can't do that. What if it goes to the shootout? We missed the fancy move. You got to be on the ice.
All right, I'll play.
You got to play.
Talk me into it.
You got, unless they're going to bring the Sweden, even though he's not Swedish, in to do the shootout in your place.
I can tell you this, after our team going 0-3 in the shootout last week, the shootout order is going to be up for a vote by the team. So,
All right. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend. We are so looking forward to bringing the game next week and doing all of our Power Cow updates and previews and reviews and all that stuff. It's going to be very Power Cow heavy programming next week, unless we get bumped by NCAA basketball.
Hey, I can't wait. I'm very excited. Right. That should be an absolute hoot.
All right. Evan, we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.